A reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 to 27. Jesus said to his disciples, "It's not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. When that day comes, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, work many miracles in your name?' Then I shall tell them to their faces, 'I have never known you. Away from me, you evil ones.' Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible one who built a house on rock. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew and hurled themselves against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid one who built the house on sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew and struck that house, and it fell. And what a fall it had." This is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, we can't help thinking these days, when we hear that gospel, of the great tragedy recently in Myanmar with following the cyclone and many lives that were lost in the drowning and flooding that followed, and also the great catastrophe in China following on from the earthquake. These great tragedies remind us again and again that our planet and its systems has a life of its own, and all we can do is marvel that they work so well for most of us most of the time. So let us pray quietly now for all those who have suffered in these two disasters. Let us pray for courage for all those who are trying to give help and care to those who have suffered. Now back to the reading. This is quite a challenging reading, very challenging, I'd say, because we all like to consider ourselves sensible. And yet sometimes we're challenged by Jesus himself, where he says, it's not just enough to call out in prayer, you have actually to work and do things as well. It's quite difficult. It's just like homily. There's a saying, conception is easy, bringing it to birth is difficult. And so too with our religious life, our prayer life, it's easy to have the words, it's sometimes quite difficult to get the right things in place to work for what are healthy goals for ourselves, for our community at large, and society in general. These are the things we have to constantly look towards, the welfare of all of those around us. So it's disconcerting when you think, I taught school all those years in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you didn't even know about it. All those kids, I worked so hard to keep them on the straight and narrow, get them to through their exams and onto the possibility of doing well for themselves. Well, didn't that count for something? What about the articles we write, the programs we run in the name of Jesus? Do these not count for something as well? And yet there is Jesus saying, away from me, you evil ones. If there's an element of doing these things for ourselves rather than for the good of others in the name of Jesus Christ, then we're just building castles in the sand. So easy to build sandcastles. It's usually a sunny day down at the beach, and there we can build sandcastles and forts. Children will spend the whole day having competitions to get the biggest fort built, and then the tide comes in, washes it all away. You know, do it again the next day. But this gospel seems to tell us that the following of Jesus Christ is not just a pious extra, but it's a total way of life. So how do we build on a strong foundation? How do we discern and then act on the will of the Father? Can we ever do discernment on our own? Do we not have to listen and heed the needs of others, both close to us and those further away from us? This seems to be the challenge in our lives today, as our very planet is threatened in its existence. The climate change is threatening not just the few who are reckless with resources, but threatening the lives of us all. And we will be foolish not to heed the warnings that are coming our way. We don't know where they will end, but it's an aspect of life we'd never heard of when we were young. We just assumed the earth would go on forever, that always the rain would come or the sun would come, the vegetables would grow year in and year out, and now we are threatened. We have to change our way of life. Just as Francis of Assisi looked to rebuilding churches, we actually have to work nowadays to rebuild our community values so that we're concerned for caring for all, leading all, to have great regard for water, good soil, not allow them to be polluted or misused or by things like cluster bombs and landmines, which render the land useless and are dangerous to any who come near them. So let us pray earnestly that our prayer will be genuine and backed up by good works, so that we build a sensible way of life that will withstand floods and winds and rain that people hurl our way, that our convictions will be founded on sound values. Have a happy weekend. God bless you all.